Blog Talk Radio. Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Chakras Radio. Worldwide International Radio Broadcast is now on the air. Chakras Radio, Chakras Ministry. I'll be your host by name, your seer, Israel of Seroya. We're doing a series called Unlocking the Biblical Mysteries of the Bible, part number 40. And we're just going to throw it on the international side and see where we can go from there, and we'll get something going on. Let's throw it on the international side and see who all join us for this episode. For this episode right here. And that's the great thing. All the slots are filled. 195 international countries. So we got a representative from all over the known world. They in to hear some voices of the true Israelites, the six anointed camps. And what's flashing on the international side is 161-648. 161-648. 161-648. All right. 161-648. We're going to bring our elder in. He'll tell you all about the 161-648. And we'll get something going on for our top part of the settlement. But we got to do some digressing on some things. We need to kind of tie in. Because one thing about it, the six anointed camps must be on one page, one accord. And we have to be able to check things. And we're going to bring it in if that's what we got to do at time of point. Let's bring our elder in. He'll tell you all about the broadcast shortly. So when you meet the elder, with a loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. Tears, Yahuwah beat my serious.
And Yahuwah bless you,
Tears Roller Seed Royal. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, Elder. Well, it looks like the room is more than packed. We got memos coming in as we speak. Matter of fact, I have to basically give a disclaimer just a minute ago, taking me so long to get to the network, but I'm ready to do my part when time appointed. So 195 international countries, 161-648, that's flashing, 161-648, you know, the clock, come on.
Once again, Yahuwah bless you, Searsville. And thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast. I'm looking at these numbers that's attending, wanting to hear the words of Yahuwah. This has got my eyes blinking a little bit. Looks like 161,648. My mind, that's a lot of people that want to hear the words of Yahuwah. And I guess that's just what you're going to hear. Well, it seems like I've been quite busy in the past few days myself. I can't speak for anyone else, but I'm a man that has my hand on all kind of things that are right over here, right over there. You wouldn't believe it. And sometimes that includes helping people, reaching out, trying to help them in the right way. You do know that when you reach out and help people, Yahuwah will give you a blessing in return because you've helped a brother or a sister convert from their evil ways. You already know that's a James 5:20 right there. Help changing someone from their transgressions. You know, you help save a multitude of many. Well, some people you can try to rationalize how I'm going to explain this. How often have you tried to speak to someone, telling them the correct thing time after time, and still they deny what will do them justice? And that's the reason why you take time trying to help people like this, because you're actually trying to do them the right way under Yahuwah. Well, the Bible describes people that responds this way in the book of Acts, chapter 7, verse number 15. See what Acts says they are. Well, actually, yeah, this is verse 51. Acts 7, verse 51. Ye stiff-neck and uncircumcised in heart of mind and ears, ye always resist the righteous spirit as your father did. So do ye. Well, this simply means if it's not a family thing that you've done out of what being told to do, you know, it's what you say, I do as my father did. You know, we have a name for that. We call it SOS. It's stuck on the same stuff. You know, actually, it's another word, but we try to make it nice for the program. Stuck on the same stuff. The Bible describes these actions especially as when we read in Romans chapter 1, verses 30 to 32. 30 says, bike batters, and haters of Yahuwah, despiteful, proud boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents. 31, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affections, incapable, unmerciful. 32, who knowing the judgment of Yahuwah, that they which commit such thing, they are worthy of death, not only to do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Well, the Bible could tell us a lot of things, even about things that don't go right and how to get right. You know, you have people telling you about the verses in the Bible, as I said before. I read my favorite scriptures in the Bible, and still I feel uneasy and I can't think of what I want to say. You know, especially when you're talking to a righteous brother or sister, they can't focus their mind on how they want to explain themselves. Well, that's some of the stuff that I'm talking about. In 1 Maccabees chapter 12, verse 9, what does it tell you about that? Therefore, we also abet. We need none of these things, that we have the righteous books of scriptures in our hands to comfort us. Instead of looking at one or two verses, grab the Bible, read the Bible, rehearse the righteous act with a brother or sister that knows the scripture, where you can try to get led into the right direction. So you can learn to give praise like we talk about quite often on this program, learning how to follow the protocol of the Bible. This is why we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast, coming to hear what we have presented to you. We have a lot that we cover on this program. People often wonder, how can you get this much out of this one book? It comes from connecting the books. Your health, that comes from there also. Foods, that's another thing that comes from there. What you should eat and keep in the Sabbath days. All this comes from this one book. And we do this because you have not. This is information you came to seek, and now you have to look no further because you found it in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadah. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., from Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, not having a class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of Sabbath is Friday. Our current time for that is starting at 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. Right on the search line, enter www.tribe.yhdh. Well, when you click enter, just under a big line, you will see some choices. One of the choices will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you may see menu, but after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells all of us that reads the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, or your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to the Bible scriptures in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30. And also the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verses 8 and verse number 9. This is to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah alive. Also for building a school, which we can see is very well needed for a lot of brothers and sisters learning Yahuwah's word. A banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Also, another thing, don't forget to check our calendar. That will help keep you in tune with the feast days that come to you, family, and friends throughout the year. We also have a live program. This is a feature that's available only during live broadcast time. To get there, remember, type in three words, Yahweh Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yada. Click the red live button as soon as this appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. Also, we have two email addresses. The first is tribe. The spelling is tribeyhdh@gmail.com for writing your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answer, or related topics. The other is yhdhysrael@gmail.com, also for biblical subjects or related topics. You can even state how our program was enjoyed by you. We also have a few phone numbers you can call with Yahweh in mind. The first would be our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other number is 224-600-5579. This is our international phone number where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by anyone the six anointed camps of Yahweh's ministry. Also, by calling this number, you can order what we have known as our 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Any particular 12 programs on DVD. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program today, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., of course, except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter three words once again, Yahweh Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yada. Choose the program that you are late logging into, or at that point, any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, one good note. During the normal broadcasts, we're also simultaneously transmitting our program on Pal Talk. On Pal Talk, we'll be listed under Ethnic Group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites. You'll find this is where Yahweh's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any questions about the discussed topics will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel writing as Shotgun. During this time, we'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. Figure to follow the righteous act, the elder will block or restrict the misuse. And you'll find if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, we will continue our teaching on Pal Talk. Yahweh be with you all. But remember, when you're trying to learn the words of Yahweh, the most important thing about keeping the scriptures in mind, do not try to win the bump the gums contest. You will miss all of Yahweh's glory, which is said unto you. You have to remember, we are doing this to rehearse the righteous act to learn the words of Yahweh. So we can continue this learning process, I would suggest keep your Bibles open. I'll pass our program back over to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. That's excellent on your part. We'll catch you on the bottom part. And we're just sitting there scanning over these notes and stuff like this. It's just, you got information everywhere, so we get to see which way to go on take number 40, but we got to take out some things we left off in class yesterday. I want to kind of tie that in, because one thing about it, once we on the clock, we have to sound, we be able to take care of some business on the clock, and we have to be able to check things as it's going to jump off, made by the Spirit of Almighty, four-letter man, Yahweh. All right, good enough. So what we're doing, we're going to find Brother Yahda Israel. We'll see if we can go get something going on. All right, let's see if we find the elder teacher, Brother Yahda Israel, and bring him in, and we'll get something going on. Let's see what we can do. All right. So when you meet your brother, what a loud voice you say, Father Yahweh Israel, the elder lead teacher of voices over the true Israel out of Camp 1. Yahweh be to FC right.
God bless you, see Israel. I see you right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So that has to be identified because we got brothers now in the wings. They're trying to get their little share up in there to get in there. So we have to identify all the elder teachers. So we have other teachers now. They're starting to step up a little bit. And they're in training. And we want to make sure they train right and all that old good stuff. So we have to identify them as we kind of straighten them out a little bit, you know, training wheels first and then take the wheels off and let them roll a little bit. So that's why we have to monitor them real carefully. You know, like you got your young offspring and they ready to ride that bicycle. It's okay to get training wheels on them first. So we know you're going to fall all over the place, two or three licks, so we have to keep an eye on you. Then all of a sudden we're going to take the training wheels off you and let you go. So that's what we're in the process of right now. So that's why we have to go over some things now and tighten them up. But one thing about it, we like what we see, and we love to see when brothers step up and that spirit starts getting on them. So now us, those that's in a little higher leadership position, have to be able to say, okay, now go ahead on and I'll kick off the training wheels on. Now, and let us watch you stumble over them. Then when you stumble over them, we'll reach and grab you the right way, no doubt about it. Brother Yahweh Israel. So, Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Brother Yahweh Israel, can we tighten up a little business on the way of church, taking care of a little business? You're on the clock. Come on.
Book of Luke chapter 12, verse number 12 reads, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
Excellent. In that very same hour, Brother Yahweh Israel, what you ought to say. And that's a good thing. And you have noticed, and I have noticed, that we have teachers now have started to step up a little bit. So now we have to look at it as the training wheels, and we have to be right there with all ears and all eyes, because we know they're going to stumble, but we got to make sure we catch them the right direction and make sure the way we catch them, it got some, turn to Isaiah 11 verse 3, get started right there. Let's see if we get started in 11 verse 3 there. Brother Yahweh Israel. Can we start at 11 verse 3 and see if we can get out of Psalms 11 verse 3?
Book of Psalms, chapter 11, verse number 3 reads, the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous, thorough instruction keepers do?
Excellent. So, Brother Yahweh Israel, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous, thorough keeper do? So we got to make sure we got to ear to hear and catch all these nuggets, because we know right now that we in a hurry, we rushing to sit down somewhere. But as we try to rush and sit down, we got to make sure the foundation is laid in grand style. Thomas chapter 1 verse 3. So let's see if we precept that to Thomas 1 verse 3. If the foundation be destroyed, so we have to be clear. We got the engine, like I remember a couple of big bow walls. They run to the fence and roo, 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 roo. And then the little one come running. Roo, 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 roo. But you letting the little one get a little roo, 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 roo in because of one reason. And then they'll take that. Then he'll grow into him. That's the way it goes. So that's the process we're in now, Brother Yahweh Israel. We got to catch them little barks out there and not tighten them barks up and get them prepared for the real deal. So we got to catch it all, no doubt about it. So in Thomas 1:3 said, what's precept at Thomas 1, verse 3?
Look at Thomas, verse number 3 reads, that's what the Son said, those who lead you say to you, See, the kingdom is in the sky. Then the birds of this precede you. They say to you, it is in the sea, then the fish will precede you. Rather, the kingdom is inside of you, and it is outside of you. When you come to know yourself, then you will become known. You will realize that it is you who are the sons and daughters of the living Yahweh the Father. And if you will not know yourself, you dwell in poverty, and it is you who are that poverty.
Mm-hmm. So you got to know yourself. That's why your foundation got to be set right there. So the foundation got to be set right. And that's why I go to Isaiah chapter 30. Brother Yahweh by Israel. So we're going to Isaiah chapter 30, look at verse 19 down to verse 21. So the foundation got to be laid right. So we got to make sure we see them getting on the bicycle now with the training wheels on them. So now that's a great thing. Now we got to make sure they, you know, they going to even fall over on training wheels. So now we got to be there to catch them and straighten them up. And all of a sudden we see where them training wheels is starting to ride real smooth. You say, okay, now we can snatch this training wheel off on you now. We can snatch it out. And then you can go with what you know. So that is what that's it, right? So that's the way I see it, Brother Yahweh. So I guess you catch my move. And that's an exciting thing. You understand where we're coming from. So what we read now again?
Isaiah chapter 30, number 19 to 21. Yes. Isaiah 30, verse 19. For the people that dwell in Yahweh, Judah's southern kingdom, you shall weep no more. You shall be very gracious unto thee at the voice of thy cry. When you shall hear it, he will answer thee. Verse 20. Though Yahweh give you the bread of adversity, the water of affliction, you shall not your teachers be removed into corners anymore. But your eyes shall see your teachers. Verse 21. Your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way. Walk you in it when you turn to the right hand. And when you turn to the left.
Mm-hmm. So they are just here, right? So we have to watch them, and we got to show them. And when you turn to the left hand, turn to the right, say, no. We got to get you on a straight road. No turn to the left, no turn to the right. So that is what that brother Yahweh Israel. So now this is where we have to really step it up right there. So now we got to lay a little foundation. And we lay it from Genesis chapter 24. Make it 32. Let's lay it. So we lay a little foundation, Brother Yahweh Israel. We're going to walk our way up a little bit. And, you know, it's called the training tape. Genesis chapter 32, pick it verse 24 down to verse 30.
Look at Genesis chapter 32, verse 24 through 30. Look at Genesis chapter 32, verse number 24. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. Verse 25. When he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of the joint as he wrestled with him. Verse 26. He said, let me go, for the day breaketh. He said, I will not let you go except you bless me. Verse 27, he said unto him, what is your name? And he said, Jacob. Verse 28, he said, your name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince has thy power with Yahweh and with men, and thou prevailed. Verse 29, and Israel asked him and said, tell me, I pray you, your name. He said, wherefore is it that thou askest after my name? He blessed him there. Verse 30, and Israel, Jacob, whose name was changed, Israel called the name of that place, Peniel. So I've seen Yahweh face to face. My life is preserved.
Mm-hmm. Now back up and read 32 verse 1. Let's see what all this old great big wrestling was going on. Let's see what was going on with this great big old wrestling and verse number 1. 32 verse 1. let's find out what this, all this great big wrestling is going on. What's happening? What's happening that we trying to paint the picture there, brother Yahweh Israel? Let's paint the picture in 32 verse 1.
Look up Genesis 32, verse number 1. Jacob went on his way, and an angel, minister spirit of Yahweh, met him.
Oh, so that's the minister spirit that met him. So that's the one that met him that at that time. That's the minister spirit that met him there. Now we going to 35, verse 9 through 12. Now, that was the minister spirit that met him. But all of a sudden, in 35, verse 9, listen real good here now. Let's see, out of the six anointed camps now, you know, listen real good. 32, 35, pick up a verse number 9 down to verse 12.
The book of Genesis 35, verse 9 through 12 reads. Book of Genesis 35, verse 9. Yahweh appeared unto Jacob again, and he came out of Paddan Aram and blessed him. Verse 10. And Yahweh said unto him, your name is Jacob. Your name shall not be called any more Jacob, but Israel shall be your name. And he called his name Israel. Verse number 11. And Yahweh said unto him, I am Yahweh Almighty. Be fruitful and multiply. A nation, company of nations shall be of you. Kings shall come out of your loins. Verse 12. And the land which I gave Abraham and Isaac, to you I will give it, and to your seed after you will I give the land.
Now, that's a lot of big, but that is, that's a lot of big talk with that, brother Yahweh is. Well, let's go to Exodus 3 and see can we tie this in, because we got to tie this in, but this is really pointing toward the 690 count. Now, pay attention. When we tie this in now, remember, Memphis Spirit met him, so the one he was wrestling with was the Memphis Spirit he was wrestling around with. Now, we're going to get a precept on that in the third chapter of Exodus there, Brother Yahweh Israel. We're going to get a precept out of that. Come through the precepts, we get an understanding. So we're going to the third chapter, and we're going to take a look at something in the third chapter of Exodus. We're going to 3, and we want to pick it up around about we go on to Exodus chapter 3, and we'll pick it up at verse number 2. Pick up at 3, verse 2, that brother Yahweh Israel. We're going to kind of walk this down real carefully. 3, verse 2 of the book of Exodus.
Book of Exodus 3, verse number 2 reads, in the midst of the spirit of Yahweh appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. He looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed.
Mm-hmm. So now, again, see, all the heavy work was done by the minister spirit. So just like the minister spirit met him over there in that such verse, and all of a sudden that he was wrestling with the minister spirit, but he was and he was called YHWH, the big one. But let's read a little bit more in verse number 3.
Verse number 3. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, for the bush is not burnt.
Mm-hmm. 4.
Verse 4. Well, Yahweh saw that he turned aside to see. Yahweh called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses. And he said, here am I.
You see that? So now, a voice called and said, hey, Moses, he said, here am I. So one thing about it, now let's go to 13th chapter, verse 25. Let's see if we precept that down, start tied it in the book of Hebrew, Pluto title called Hebrew, 13:25. Yeah, Brother Yahweh Israel. Let's just see if we play about the spirit of Yahweh. 13:25 says what?
Book of Eva, chapter 13, verse number 25 reads. Eva, chapter 13, verse 25. Grace be with you all, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Mm-hmm. That's all we can get out of 1325 there, Brother Yahdai Israel. That's all we can get out of them people there. I need to get a little bit more out of that, Brother Yahdai Israel. Let me see, can I get a little bit more out of that? Let me run over there and peek. I need to get a little bit more out of that. Let me see what we can get just a little bit more out of 1325. Maybe I have to do a little peek. I need a little bit more of that, Brother Yahdai Israel. I can, and a little bit more. And you can help me out. I can stand a little bit more in 1325. Let me see if I can find a book back in town. A book they got me from 13. Let me see if I can get me some books there about that guy in Israel. Because I can stand a little bit more. Let me go, let me see if I can run over here and stand a little bit more. Let me see if I can find it first. And, but if you already got what I'm working with, all right. But I can stand a little bit more. Let me see what's in the 13th chapter, verse 25. 13:25. I'm struggling there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Okay, if I'm saying 13:25. And I'm not getting no response, so maybe it's time to step in and help the OCL, because OCL's struggling right now. He's struggling there, Brother Yahdai Israel. What I'm looking for? I'm looking for a profound statement that was made, we don't want to talk about the statement. We want to just peep at it. You got an idea what we're talking about, Brother Yahdai Israel?
No, sir.
Yeah. Well, what we know is, make it 12:25. Thank you there, Brother Yahdai Israel. 13, make it 12:25. How about that? How about 12:25? 6 on the count. Take notes for that now. You know, this is repainting the picture. Repainting the picture. Make that 13:25. Make that 12:25. What does 12:25 say there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Hebrew, including the word Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 25, read. He said, you refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escape not, you refuse him that speaketh on earth. Much more shall not we escape if we return away from him that speaketh from heaven.
You see that? So Warren, we talking about, you know, he can speak from heaven. See, he can send the old minister spirit down there and tell him, look here, you go on down there, but at the time appointed, you know, I can speak just as plainly where I'm at here or up there. So be very careful to not obey what's on the table. So be said, he should be aware now, and don't forget the one that spoke on earth is also the one that spoke from heaven. So that is what they're seeing right now. So we find out that ministering spirit is the one bringing that message down, but he's bringing in Yahuwah's message. So what he's bringing in is Yahuwah's message. See, the ministering spirit be sitting there waiting to make a move. They come in the strength of Yahuwah. So he was sent down there to bring a message. And let's get a precept on that by going to Luke chapter 1. So we make sure we clear that that's what's going on. We're trying to paint this picture. So we go on Luke chapter 1 and paint this picture there. Brother Yahdai Israel, Luke chapter 1, we're going to paint the picture. And let's see what it says. Luke 1 and what we need now. Luke 1, pick it up around by verse number 19. 119. What do 119 say?
Book of Luke chapter 1, verse number 19 reads. Luke chapter 1, verse 19. And the minister of spirit answered and said unto him, I am Gabriel, to stand in the presence of Yahweh, and I'm sent to speak unto you, to show you these glad tidings.
Mm-hmm. See, so Gabriel is the messenger. He is sent to bring the message. So the Father and Son, they comes down. Son do come down, but you got to know when he's coming down or when he just sending the message in his name. He sent a message in his name, and then he made a profound statement in the 23rd chapter of Numbers. I mean, Exodus, Brother Yahweh Israel. Then he said something. Then he made a profound statement. He said something in the 23rd chapter. And we're going to see what he says. Verse 20 and 21. We're going to Exodus chapter 23 and verse 20 and 21. Let's see what it says in verse 20 and 21.
Book of Exodus, chapter 23, verse 20 and verse 21 reads. Book of Exodus 23, verse 20. Behold, I sent the minister spirit before you, be in the way, to bring you into the place which I have prepared. Verse 21. Beware of him and obey his voice. Provoke him not, for you will not pardon your transgressions. But my name is in him.
Mm-hmm. So when the messenger spirit approach you, the messenger spirit, he's coming in the Son's name. He said, be aware of him. He said, listen to him very carefully. Obey his voice. Because he will not pardon your sin. He's not going to pardon you. So keep that in your mind. He's not going to pardon you. When he got a message to bring you, he's going to bring you the message uncut, and that's the way it can't be persuaded one way or the other. When the Minister Spirit comes to you, and when the Minister Spirit leave you, that's what we read in 11 verse 3. If your foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? So when the Minister Spirit leave you, you will have some 922 of Daniel working with you. Now, once the Minister Spirit through with you, when he leave you, you will have some Daniel 9:22. What is it saying, Daniel 9:22?
Okay, Daniel, chapter 9, number 22 reads, and he informed me and talked with me and said, O Daniel, I am not come forth to give you skill and understanding.
And the skill and understanding is going to come out of Malachi 2, verse 7. So now, when you say that the minister spirit is working with you, then we expecting you to have the skill and understanding, huh? Not a jerk and a kick and a run and a split. No, we supposed to have some Malachi 2 verse 7. So now we waiting on some Malachi 2 verse 7. Let's see what it says in 2 verse 7.
Book of Malachi 2, verse 7 reads, for the priest's lips should keep knowledge. They should seek the Torah instruction at his mouth, for he is the messenger of Yahweh of hosts.
Mm-hmm. So the priest's lips supposed to do what with knowledge there, Brother Yahweh Israel? What did the priest supposed to do out of his mouth?
For the priest's lips shall keep knowledge. They should seek the Torah instruction at his mouth.
Oh, the priest lives should do what again with knowledge again? I'll make sure I got it plain there, Brother Yahweh. Not that I got a hearing aid problem, but we want to make sure we plain exactly when the middle spirit leave you, the priest lips supposed to do what?
The priest lips should keep knowledge.
Supposed to keep knowledge. They're supposed to keep knowledge. Let's find out about this knowledge there. Excellent, Brother Yahweh Israel. We go on to the book of Timothy. He said, now the priest lives supposed to keep knowledge. And let's find out about how he's supposed to keep knowledge that we can read. We're going to find out what can we read about the priest lives supposed to keep knowledge. That's what we read. Let's find out a little bit more of that, Brother Yahweh Israel. We want to find out a little bit more and we'll pick it up at verse 2 Timothy 4, verse 2, down to verse 5. Now, the priest is supposed to keep knowledge. 2 Timothy 2, verse 4, down to verse 5. Listen good. Brother, y'all got Israel. Come on.
Look at 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 4 and 5 reads. Look at 2 Timothy 2, verse number 4. No man that war entangle himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who have chosen him to be a soul.
Hold on a minute, brother. Y'all, now, I'm looking at what I want. Is we in the fourth chapter, verse or two? 2 Timothy 4, verse 2. Is we working with him, brother? Y'all, now, Israel. 2 Timothy 2. Chapter 4, verse 2 through 5. I'm kind of getting warmed up, brother Yahweh Israel. 2 Timothy 4, down to verse 5. Come on.
The book of 2 Timothy, chapter 4, verse 2 through 5 reads. Book of 2 Timothy, chapter 4, verse number 2. Teach the word, be instant, in season, as a season. Reprove, rebuke. Exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. Verse number 3. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, and after their own lusts shall they eat to themselves teachers, having itching ears. Verse 4. They shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. Verse 5. Watch thou in all things endure affliction, through the work of an evangelist, make full proof of your ministry.
Read verse 2 and 5 again, Brother Yahweh Israel. Verse 2 and verse 5 again.
The book of 2 Timothy 4, verse 2. Teach the word, be instant, in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. Verse 5. Watch thou in all things, endure affliction, through the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of your ministry.
So we're both, we're about checking the weather. We got to be ready instant, in season, out of season, whatever going on. But we got to be prepared to reprove and rebuke in the word of Yahweh and teach it. So the weather got nothing to do with it. We have to make sure we clear whatever weather is, that's the hand of Almighty Yahweh. But we got to be instant, in season, ready to go. Whenever it's time for some teaching involved, we have to be ready to go. That is a destiny right here. Instant in season, out of season. Well, you know what? Right now, you know, no. All we know one thing, according to Yahweh's word, we got to be instant in season and out of season. We got to be ready to go. Now he says about, and the priest lips, supposed to make sure what come out their mouth is knowledge. Let's read a little bit of that over there in Exodus chapter 19, verse 3. Let's find who these priests lifts supposed to have this knowledge. So now we got to go into the Bible to make sure we clear about the priests that's supposed to have this knowledge instant in season and out of season. So who is this priest supposed to have this knowledge that we can read? When we go down to Exodus chapter 19, verse 3 down to verse 8. Let's see if we can find out who this priest supposed to have this knowledge instant in season and out of season. Exodus 19, 3 down to verse 8. Come on.
Okay, Exodus 19, verse 3 through 8 reads. Exodus 19, verse 3. Moses went up unto Yahweh, and Yahweh called unto him out of the mountain, saying, shall you say unto the family of Jacob, until the family of Israel, verse number 4, you have seen what I did unto the Egyptians. Now I bear you on eagle's wings and brought you unto myself. Verse number 5, and therefore if you will obey my voice indeed, keep my covenant, then you shall be a special treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. Verse 6, ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests, a righteous nation. These are the words which I shall speak unto the family of Israel. Verse 7. Moses came and called for the elders of the people, lay before their face all these words which Yahweh commanded him. Verse 8, and all the people answered together and said, all that Yahweh has spoken, we will do. And Moses returned the words of the people unto Yahweh.
Yes, he really. So now, agreement was made, a covenant was made with the mouth. He said, now if you hear me and do what I tell you to do, this is your position. He said, you'll be a kingdom of priests. I mean, the nation of Israel's responsibility is supposed to be a kingdom of priests. So you hear that, nation of Israel? Let's get a number on the nation of Israel who will be a kingdom of priests by going to the 49th chapter, verse 28. How many will be a kingdom of priests? Got what they supposed to be, C-Ray? So far, they supposed to be a kingdom of priests. What we're talking about in the 49th chapter, verse 20, let's see what's going on with this kingdom of priests. Come on.
Book of Genesis, chapter 49, verse 28 reads, all these are the 12 tribes of Israel. This is it that their father spake unto them and blessed them, every one according to their blessing. He blessed them.
So he blessed them. These are the 12 tribes of Israel. Now let's see what kind of name do the 12 tribes of Israel supposed to have. Did we tighten up that 35, 9 through 12? We took it already, right, Brother Yahweh Israel?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
Okay. Excellent. Now where we at right now? What we just said?
Just read Genesis 49, verse 28.
Good. So we're going to enter chapter 1. Let's find out who is these by name. Now, these are the 12 tribes of Israel. Now, let's get a roll call on their birth certificates. Let's find out, because we hear any other name besides these names. Now, we know Jacob's name was changed to Israel and the 12 tribes. So now let's go find out what the 12 tribes' name is. Let's find out about their birth certificate names by looking at 1 through 7. Exodus chapter 1, 1 through 7, we're going to look for their birthday names. What are we working with? Exodus 1, 1 down to verse 7.
The book of Exodus chapter 1, verse number 1 through 7 reads, Exodus 1, verse 1. Now these are the names of the family of Israel, which came into Egypt. Every man and his family came with Jacob. Verse number 2, Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah. Verse 3, Issachar, Zebulun, and Benjamin. Verse 5, all the people that came out of the loins of Jacob, Israel, the 70 people. For Joseph was in Egypt already. Verse 6. Verse 6. And Joseph died, and all his brethren. And all that generation. Verse 7. The family of Israel were fruitful and multiplied and increased abundantly and waxed exceedingly mighty, and the land was filled with them.
Mm-hmm. So now we got the names. So now we got the 12 tribes' names. So there go the 12 tribes' names. So whatever the name is, we know their last name is Israel. So that is what they see right here. So now we clear about the name is 12 tribes of Israel, and there their names is. And when Moses had to open the mouth up, what he says in 1:1 to them, and then we go, and I'm gonna meet you over in the 30th chapter of the same book. Now Moses understands. Now Moses didn't understand that, but he read the record book. So in 1:1, just give me two lines, and we off and running there, Brother Yahweh Israel. Give me two lines. 1:1 of Exodus, and I'll meet you over in the 30th chapter.
The book of Exodus 1, verse 1. Now these are the names of the family of Israel, which came into Egypt. Every man and his family came with Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel.
So this is names, and now we just read the names. So all these names were the 12 tribes of Israel. Time to address them. In the 30th chapter, let's see how the conversation is supposed to go. We're going to the 30th chapter there, Brother Yahweh Israel. And we want 31, verse 1. Let's see how you folks address the people. We're looking at 31, verse 1. Let's see what's going on there. So we know one thing. We're talking about 12 tribes. We got their birth certificate name. So we clear about them. And what he says in 31, verse 1 and verse 9 through 13. Let's see what he says in 31, verse 9, then skip down to 9 through 13. What did he say there, Brother Yabdai Israel, Steve Roy?
The book of Deuteronomy?
Yeah, look at 31, verse 1, then skip down to verse 9, down to verse 13. Help me out there, Brother Yabdai Israel. I think we own something. I think I got a hold to it now. 31, verse 1, 9 down to verse 13, what did it say?
Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 31. Verse 1, verse 9 through 13 reads, Deuteronomy 31, verse 1, and Moses went and spake these words unto all Israel. Verse number 9, and Moses wrote this Torah instruction and delivered it unto the priests, the sons of Levi, which bear the ark of the covenant of Yahweh, unto all the elders of Israel. Verse 10, Moses commanded them, saying, at the end of every 7 years, solemnity of the year of release in the Feast of Tabernacles. Verse 11. When all Israel is come to appear before Yahweh, your Yahweh, which you shall choose, you shall read this Torah instruction before all Israel in their hearing. Verse 12. Gather the people together, men, women, and children, and your stranger that is within your gates, that they may hear, and that they may learn, to fear Yahweh, your Yahweh, observe to do all the words of this Torah instruction. Verse 13, that their family, which have not known anything, may hear, learn to fear Yahweh, as long as you live in the land, whether you go over Jordan to possess.
Read verse 11 again, Brother Yahweh.
Book of Deuteronomy 31, verse number 11. When all Israel is to come to appear before Yahweh, your Yahweh, in the place which he shall choose, you shall read this Torah instruction before all Israel in their hearing.
Yeah, I'll come back here again. But how are you supposed to read it to them in according to the 27th chapter, verse 1, 27th chapter, verse 8? How are you supposed to read this to? He says you're supposed to read this Torah instruction before all Israel, and how are you supposed to bring it according to what we can read when you precept it to 27 chapter verse 8 of Deuteronomy? And we're coming right back there, Brother Yahweh Israel, of verse number 30 in that 31 chapter. But how are you supposed to read this to all Israel according to 27 verse 8?
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 27, verse number 8 reads, you shall write upon the stone all the words, the Torah instructions, very plain.
What kind of way, brother, Yahweh Israel?
Very plain.
Make it very plain. Listen, you got to make this thing very plain. So that's the spirit you give, you see, right? If you follow the instructions, Yahweh give it to you, be a recognized thing, and you got to make it very plain. Got it? Correct. All right. So we got that down, Brother Yahweh Israel. So now I got happy on that. And first Ezra 8, verse 3, I mean, we're just going to jump there and come back and get this verse 30, 31. Give me, and see, you got to make it very plain. And remember, we read you got to be instant in season and out of season. We read that. So now we're going to precept that and get an example in 8 verse 3 of Ezra. 1 Ezra 8, 3. So you see what you got to do? You got to be instant in season and out of season. Weather should not be no issue to you. The word of Yahweh will be ready to go instant in season and out of season. We read that too. And when you jump out there, you got to make it very plainly. And we read in 9:22, you have skills and understanding to do so. We got that part too. Now, what are we reading there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of 1st Ezra, chapter 8, verse number 3. First book of Ezra 8, verse 3 reads, "Just Ezra went up from Babylon as a scribe, being very ready in the Torah instruction of Moses that was given by Yahweh of Israel."
Wait a minute, Brother Yahdai Israel. How much ready was he again?
Very ready in the Torah.
Very ready. See, listen to me. Fixing on the camp. Listen. You got to get not ready, but very ready. See, that's the game changer. What kind of ready? Very ready. How you supposed to operate? According to early part of the lesson. Instant in season, out of season, weather is no issue. When you're taking care of Yahweh's business, you control all the weather. You got to be very ready, ready to go. When it comes down from dust, says Yahweh, then he's going to intervene. You got it? Good. All right, I'm got happy on that too. Now let's run back to, we said we took care of 35, now we clear about some things. Now we go on to Genesis chapter 17. Look at Genesis 17, 1 through 9 there, Brother Yahdai Israel, and we'll skip down to 18 to 22. Now we're heading on something. We're trying to get somewhere. Let's see, can we get there? And Genesis chapter 17, verse 1 through 9, 18 down to verse 22. Let's see what it says in Genesis chapter 17, 1 through 9, 18 to 22. What did it say there, Brother Yahdai Israel, see, right?
Book of Genesis, chapter 17, verse number 1 through 9, verse number 18 to 22 reads. Book of Genesis, chapter 17, verse number 1 through 9. Genesis 17, verse number 1. "And when Abram was 90 years old and 9, Yahweh appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty Yahweh. Walk before me and be you perfect." Verse number 2. "I will make a covenant between me and you and will multiply you exceedingly." Verse 3. "Abram fell on his face, and Yahweh talked with him, saying." Verse 4. "As for me, behold, my covenant is with you. You shall be a father of many nations." Verse 5. Neither shall your name anymore be called Abram, but your name shall be Abraham, for a father of many nations have I made you, and I will make you exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of thee. Kings shall come out of you. Verse 7. "I will establish my covenant between me and you, and your seed after you in their generations, for an everlasting covenant to be your Yahweh, you and your seed after you." Verse number 8. "And I will give unto you and to your seed after you the land wherein thou art a stranger, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession. That will be your Yahweh." Verse number 9. "Yahweh said unto Abraham, you shall keep my covenant, therefore, you and your seed after you in their generations." Verse number 18. "And Abraham said unto Yahweh, oh, that Ishmael might live before you." Verse 19. Yahweh says, "Sarah, your wife, shall bear you a son indeed. You shall call his name Isaac. And I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his seed after him." Verse number 20. "And as for Ishmael, I have heard you. You will have blessed him, and I will make him fruitful, and I will multiply him exceedingly. Well, princes shall he beget, and I will make him a great nation." Verse 21. "But my covenant will I establish with Isaac, which Sarah shall bear unto thee at this set time in the next year." Verse 22. "And he left off talking with him. Yahweh went up from Abraham."
See, and Yahweh went up from Abraham. He's still talking. He laid down how it's going to be. And he said, "When I get through with you, I'm going to deal with Isaac." You know what he said? "When I get through with you, And who he say he was again when he, in that verse number one, who he say he were, again, he right away introduced himself. Who did he say he was there that we can read that, brother Yahshua?
Genesis 17.
Mm-hmm.
Verse number one. I am the Almighty, Yahweh.
Ain't that something? You that man said? That man said, I'm the Almighty, Yahweh, talking to you, Abraham. And your name is not to be called that no more. Your name is to be called Abraham. Abraham now. He said, guess who's talking to you? The Almighty Yahweh is talking to you. Now, I can just, but no, I'm going to run you all around the backyard for a little bit. Now, I can just really just slam the door on you from that point right there. But I'm not. Now, wait. I'll give you the verse, WCC. You can go peep at it all you want to peep at it. You can go peep at the verse, but I ain't going to say nothing about it yet. As you can go to the sixth chapter, and you just be fumbling all around and out. But we ain't going there right now. But I can just shut it down right there. But I ain't got to go around the back door for a little while, WCC. Yeah. All righty. So now we say is one you talking to is Yahweh Almighty. That we talking to you. Yahweh Almighty talking to you, Abraham. And I'm gonna take care of Isaac too. You know, I'm gonna take care of Isaac. And matter of fact, let's see what he told old Isaac anyway. Let's see if we just, you know, play it a little bit, Brother Yahweh. Let's go to the 26th chapter, verse 2. Down to verse 6 of Isaiah. Now you say he's gonna talk a little bit to Isaac too. Now it's them same old Yahweh Almighty say, I'm gonna talk to Isaac a little bit too. That's what he told Abraham. All right, let's hear some of this conversation. 26 verse 2 down to verse number 5. Let's hear some of this good conversation. Genesis chapter 26, verse 2 to verse 5. Let's hear some of this conversation there, Brother Yahweh, Israel, come on.
The book of Genesis chapter 26, verse number 2 through 5 reads. Genesis chapter 26, verse number 2. Book of Genesis, 26, verse 2. And Yahweh appeared unto him and said, go not down into Egypt. Dwell in the land which I shall tell you of. Verse 3. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with you. And I will bless you. Unto you and unto your seed, I will give all these countries. And I will perform the oath which I swear unto Abraham your father. Verse number 4. And I will make your seed to multiply as the stars of heaven. I will give unto you your seed all these countries. And in your seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Verse 5. Because Abraham obeyed my voice, kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my Torah instructions.
It don't make no difference about you from the you come out of his loins. He said, reason I'm doing this because of Abraham done what I told him to do. He said, Abraham made a calling and he done what I told him to do, Isaac. And he said, the reason why I'm gonna deal with you because your father obeyed me. And see, when we hear that word called obey, that's when we want to check out. Well, that now them got too strong for me. They go to the word called obey. I don't like that word. But if you want to get into this understanding, you have to have a big full of spirit of obey. That's what you got to have, a big belly full of obey. See that word in the fifth chapter? Because Abraham obeyed my voice. And he kept that charge. A charge ain't a bag up. A charge is instant, in season, out of season, ready to go. A charge is not a bag up. You ain't charging nobody bagging up. You keep that in your mind. How you charging somebody bagging up? All right. Now, that's good. Let's go to Exodus chapter 6 and pick up verse 1. There, Brother Yahweh Israel. We working with something now. So now we cleared that the Yahweh Almighty just got through talking to Abraham and Isaac. We're going to leave Jacob off for a little bit. That name will change to Israel. Because we read a little bit about him a little early, so if you didn't catch the beginning of the broadcast, about 9-something, you go back on there, and then you hear the beginning of it. Because if you ain't got your foundation, you're going to be stumbling around on this thing if you come in half cocky and didn't get your foundation on what we brought in the beginning of the broadcast. Now we're going to the 6th chapter and pick up verse 1 there, Brother Yahdiah. Let's see what we can get out of 6 verse 1 down to verse 3. Exodus chapter 6, verse 1, 2, 3. Let's see what we can get out of this.
The book of Exodus 6, verse number 1, 2, verse number 3 reads. Look at Exodus 6, verse 1. And Yahweh said unto Moses, now shalt thou see what I will do to Pharaoh. With a strong hand shall he let them go. With a strong hand shall he drive them out of his land. Verse 2. Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, unto him, I am Yahweh. Verse 3. Appeared unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Israel, by the name of the Almighty. But by my name, Yahweh, was I not known to them.
He said, I appeared unto Abraham, Isaac, and Israel by the name of Yahweh Almighty. There it is again, C-Ray. I appeared to Abraham, Isaac, and Israel by the name of Almighty Yahweh. You see that? You see what's going on? Who kind of getting the program out of the 6 anointed camp? So the one that deal with Abraham, Isaac, and Israel was Yahweh Almighty. That's the one we're dealing with him. That's the one they know about. All they know about is Yahweh Almighty. That's the one, if you woke up Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, said, what's Yahweh you were dealing with? They said, we were dealing with the Yahweh Almighty. Oh, good. You got that? Good. Now, Yahweh Almighty, that's what they were dealing with. Okay. Let's run to Deuteronomy 32 there, Brother Yahdiah Israel. And we'll look at verse 26 down to verse 31. So far, what we got on tape, that all the big dignitaries of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, when they finally going to be woke back up again, they're going to say, the one we deal with was the Yahweh Almighty. That's the one we deal with. We're going to 32. Matter of fact, let's run back. Did we get that verse at 31, 30 out the way? I don't recall it, but if you did, we get it again. Let's go back to Deuteronomy's, what that was. I need to get that verse 31 out the way there, Brother Yahdiah Israel. Can you recall, I think it was 32, 31? What does that say? 32, 31. Of Deuteronomy. Brother Yahdiah Israel. 32, 31.
It was in 31.
Mm-hmm. You recall we had to come back and grab one verse, and we were looking for the verse to grab it in 31, verse number somewhere. We're supposed to grab us a little hit there, Brother Yahdiah Israel. In 31, make it 31, chapter 30, verse 31. I think we read verse 1 already a long time ago. Now we come back to Deuteronomy 30, and we'll look down at verse 31. Let's see what verse 31 says.
Deuteronomy 30 doesn't go that far down.
You don't go that far down, Brother Yahdiah? Look at it real good, Brother Yahdiah Israel. I think we might look at it real good. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 31. Look at it real carefully there, Brother Yahdiah Israel. 31, 30. Well, I got to look at it real carefully. How about 31, verse 1 and 30? How that sound? 31, verse 1. Y'all taking notes as it goes, Brother Yahdiah Israel. Give me 31 and read verse 1 and skip down to verse 30. Let's see if we tie this all in there. Come on. 31, 31.
Look at Deuteronomy 31, verse 1. Verse number 30 reads. Look at Deuteronomy 31, verse 1. And Moses went and spake these words to all Israel. Verse number 30. Moses spake in the ears of all the congregation of Israel the words of this song until they were ended.
So Moses spoke these words to all Israel. So when you read the book of Deuteronomy, that's Moses speaking to all Israel about their forefathers, and their forefathers called on a man by the name of Yahweh Almighty. That's what they were dealing with, Yahweh Almighty. Okay, good. Now, did we get that 32 out the way yet, 26 to 31?
No, sir.
Okay, let's see what we're working with in Deuteronomy 32, verse 26 down to verse 31. See what we're working with that, Brother Yahdai Israel.
Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32, verse number 26 to verse 31 reads. Book of Deuteronomy 32, verse 26. I said, I will scatter them into corners. I will make the remembrance of them to cease from among me. Verse 27. Were it not that I feared the wrath of the enemy, if the adversary should behave themselves strangely, at least they should say, our head is high, and Yahweh have not done all this. Verse 28. For they are a nation bore the one of counsel, neither is there any understanding in them. Verse 29. Well, that they were wise, that they understood this, and that they would consider their letting in. Verse 30, I should one chase 1,000, to put 10,000 to flight, except their rock has sold them. Yahweh has shut them up. Verse 31, for their rock is not as our rock, even our enemies themselves, being judges.
What's that last verse again? The enemies is what? What is it again?
Their rock. Deuteronomy 32, 31. For their rock is not as our rock, even our enemies themselves being judges.
Mm-hmm. That's a big talk with that, Brother Yahdai. But what do you say again about the children of the book? Again, they got a problem with something there, Brother Yahdai Israel. And I want to make sure we clear that he said the children of Israel, they got a problem with something. And he said, now, where they lacking at is not that they can't find their $10. That ain't what they lacking at, Brother Yahdai Israel. They lacking in something else, you know, because a lot of people, they can find their $10, and they can show their degrees on the wall with no problem. But he says they are lacking in something. And we want to find out what they lacking in. That we can read again. We just heard it. Well, that was 32, 26. He said they were lacking in something. He said they're all right, but they lacking in 28. What they lacking in that we can read that, Brother Yahdai Israel?
We could do Deuteronomy 32, verse 28 read. For they are a nation, void of counsel. Is there any understanding in this?
Mm-hmm. See, that's what we bored at in counseling, see, right? Because, we heard the elder say that, how he put it a minute ago, and if he opened up his broadcast, that part he was doing, he said, he tried to help those that need that help or whatever. I forgot how he put it. But I did take notes on it, and then it dawned on me, and I said, that's pretty good, but. And Sirach 12, 1 through 7, it tells us something that we have to be mindful of. See, I forgot how it went, but I did take notes on it. He said you try to help him, and it kind of ties him out and kind of makes him a few minutes behind sometimes by trying to help people. Let's see what Yahweh says behind that in Sirach chapter 12, verse 1 through 7. Let's see what Yahweh says. About that, 12:1-7.
The book of Sirach, chapter 12, verse number 1 through 7 reads, Torah 12, verse 1, when you would do good, know to whom you do it, so shall thou be thanked for thy benefits. Verse 2, do good to the Yahqualy man and woman, and you shall find a recompense. And if not from them, yet from the Most High Yahqualy. Verse 3, there can no good come to him or her that is always occupied in evil, but him or her that give no alms. Verse 4, give to the Yahqualy man and woman, and help not the sinner. Verse 5, do well unto them that is lowly, but give not to the unyahqualy. Hold back your bread, give it not unto them. These they overmaster you thereby. You shall receive twice as much evil for all the good you shall have done unto them. Verse 6, for the Most High hates sinners, and will repay vengeance unto the unyahqualy, and keep them against the mighty day of their punishment. Verse 7, give unto the good, and help not the sinner.
So you see, Yahweh says that we have to make sure when we helping someone, that the one we help is that's not a sinner. So sometimes you can reach out and try to help a sinner and put all that time in a sinner, and Yahweh says, don't do that. And he tells you why don't do it. In 1 Corinthians chapter 5, 12 and 13. He tells you, you want. See, that's, see, sometimes we mean good, but we got to make sure we do our good line up with the book. So Yahqualah said it's a stop sign up on helping sinners. He said, don't do it. That's what he said. Then you know what we do? We let our feelings get in the way and we do it anyway. But then what did the Almighty just say? Don't do it. If you're a covenant keeper, right on. If you're not a covenant keeper, he says, don't do it. That was just said in 12, 1 through 7. And the reason why he tell you that, because of 2 Ezra 7, 21. Let's see the reason why he tell you, why he tell you that. 2 Ezra 7, 21.
The book of 2 Ezra, chapter 7, verse 21 reads, book of 2 Ezra 7. Verse 21. For Yahweh have given straight Torah instructions to such as came, what they should do to live, even if they came, and what they shall observe to avoid punishment.
And when you precept that to 9, verse 40 and 41 of St. John, it tells us why. See, Yahweh, the Almighty, this Yahweh Almighty, we just use that because that's where we're going. See, this Yahweh Almighty, he got some 46 verse 9 and 10 in him, Brother Yahweh Israel. You know why he say that? Because the Yahweh Almighty got him some 46, 9 and 10 working with him. What he got working with him in 46 verse 9 and 10 of Isaiah?
The book of Isaiah, chapter 46, verse 9, verse number 10 reads, Isaiah 46, verse 9. Remember the former things of old, for I am Yahqualah, and there is none else. I am Yahqualah, and there is none like unto me. Verse 10. Declare the end from the beginning, from ancient time the things that are not yet done sin. My counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure.
Mm-hmm. And to make them bold statements, can you, why did he say all that he can call the end from the beginning in 32 of Deuteronomy, verse 39 and 40? How can he say some profound statement like that? So he tells us what not to do. But our feelings get in the way, and we do it anyway. He tell you what not to do, and he just said he called the end from the beginning, because he know if you continue down that road, what's going to come up? And he said, you really can avoid punishment if you take heed to what I got written. Let's see who's doing all that great big talking that we can read in 32, verse 39 and 40 of Deuteronomy.
Look at Deuteronomy 32, 39, verse 40 reads, Book of Deuteronomy 32, verse 39. See now that I, even I, am he. There's no Yahweh with me. I kill and I make alive. I wound, I heal. Is there any that can deliver out of my hand? Verse 10. I lift up my hand to heaven and I say, I live forever.
Ain't that something? Ain't that something? You hear that man just said? He's the reason why I can tell you that from the beginning, and I can tell you from the beginning what will happen to you in the end and how to avoid punishment, because I live forever. So now, I'm the one in the beginning, and my fabulous reason in Isaiah 45. So he said, listen, he's the reason why I can tell you these things, because of my credentials. That's what he just said. And he makes it plain over here in the 44th chapter there, Brother Yahdai Israel. He loved to introduce himself. In the 44th chapter, he's going to introduce himself in verse 6. Look what he says in Isaiah 44, verse 6.
Isaiah 44, verse number 6 reads, "Thus saith Yahweh, the King of Israel and his Redeemer, Yahweh of hosts, I am the first. And I am the last. Besides me, there is no Yahweh."
That big talking there, that night. Ain't that big Britain talking? That big garment talking there. He said, look here. He's the reason I can tell you what I'm telling you, because I'm the first one you seen, and I'm going to be the last one you see. Now, that big talking there in all generations. So I can tell you what's going to befall you. If you pay attention to what I got written, I can save you many headaches and punishment. In the 45th chapter, what did he say there, Brother Yahdai Israel? In the 45th chapter, let's look right down at the 45th chapter. Let's read at verse number 4. Of Isaiah.
Book of Isaiah 45, verse number 4.
And Israel, verse 7. Yeah, and verse 7. You might make it sound good and put 7 in there, Brother Yahdai Israel.
The book of Isaiah 45, verse 4, and verse number 7 reads, Isaiah 45, verse 4. For Israel, my servant's sake, Israel, mine elect, I have even called you by your name, and surnamed you, though you have not known me. Verse 7. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace, create evil. I, Yahweh, do all these things.
You don't hear nothing this guy got to say. This man talks, this man, and you know what he says in 55 verse 8 of Isaiah behind that? You know, if you paint this, fix him on the counts. When you paint the picture, he'll work with you if you got the right spirit. He'll show you how to paint the picture. 55 verse 8 of Isaiah. Don't you want to paint some pictures? I'm telling you, paint the picture. We can tell you the next move when we start hearing the pictures being painted. 55 verse 8. What are you talking about in Isaiah?
Isaiah 55 verse number 8 reads, Isaiah 55, verse 8. My thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are your ways my ways, saith Yahweh.
My thoughts is not your thoughts. My ways is not your ways. Now back up to verse 7. Listen good. Verse 7.
Verse number 7. Let the wicked forsake his ways. The unrighteous man and woman their thoughts. Let them return unto Yahweh. You will have mercy upon them. And to our Yahweh, for you will abundantly pardon.
That was great. And you know what? That's one of the verse I would try. See, once you're on a roll, everything sounds good. It's like everything sounds good. Now, that wasn't the verse I was talking about. I'm talking about the 55 verse 7 that we just got to read in Isaiah. But he said, you see the man said? He said, now, that was great. But I'm talking about the 55, verse number 7 in Isaiah. But that, you hear that great big pardon? Now, we're going to read that again because we're going to take care of that, because it wasn't no accident, brother. Y'all put that in there. But I went to 55 verse 7 there, Brother Yahdai. Then we're going to read that same verse again. And we're going to read that again, and we're going to take care since you got it out there. Isaiah 55 verse 7 says what?
Look, Isaiah 55 verse 7. That the wicked forsake his way. The unrighteous man is woman in his thoughts. That they return unto Yahweh, and he will have mercy upon them. To our Yahweh, for he will greatly, he will abundantly pardon.
I heard that verse again. But wait a minute now. Isaiah 55, 8 through 11. We read 8. Now, let's read verse number 11. Now, I got it right now. No, ain't right. Isaiah 55, verse number 11. What do they say? Isaiah 55, verse 11. What do they say, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Isaiah 55, verse number 11 reads, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. Shall I return unto me war, but it shall accomplish that. It shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent.
So you see, when this man telling you that when he tells you something, ain't no words that he ever said gonna boomerang back at it. He telling you how to avoid punishment. And he also gonna tell you plainly in 3 verse 10 something. Listen to what he tell you, and you gotta pay attention to what he's saying. Now, Paul was raised from the womb to say this. So now, is you gonna hear what Yahweh said to Paul to tell Titus and Timothy? He had both of them him up together. This is what he said to them in 3 verse 10. Would you hear what he say? What he say in 3:10?
The book of 1 Timothy.
We're making Titus 3:10. What he say in Titus 3:10 about Yahweh Israel?
The book of Titus. Chapter 3, verse number 10 reads, a man, a woman that is a heretic after the first and second admonition, reject.
He said, if a heretic is one always can always be looking for something else to pull, bring to the table. They always be laying in the wings to try to aha you, I got something great to bring and show you. That's a heretic, see, right? See, after they do that to you one time, then they'll done it to you the second time. That means they ain't got the picture. What did Yahweh say you do behind that? That we can read. Now, this is the mental spirit, and Paul was raised from the womb. Then he had to ordain those to carry the word on, which was Timothy and Titus. He said, now, listen, Timothy and Titus, after you got your training wheels off, and you're doing your thing in grand style. You popping that book in grand style. Now, after you are done what in 3:10, he'll tell you something. What did he say again, 3:10?
The book of Titus 3, verse number 10. Man or woman that is a heretic, after the first, second admonition, reject.
Now you see what the man just said. So you can't keep on continually. They don't. Now let's go to 5, 12, and 13. Now he tells you why. See, now that's why you got to keep running, pumping them structures down. He said, now after you have told a person one time, you have told them second time. Yahweh, you don't want to call it in from the beginning. He says, reject. Now, who's saying this? The one say, I'll live forever? And the one that said, can't nobody deliver out of my hand? That's the one saying that. The one say he called an end from the beginning. The one that say he's the Yahweh Almighty, Abraham, Isaac. That's the one talking. He the one telling you all this stuff. He's telling you exactly what to do. When you do Bible, Yahweh will intervene if you do Bible.
The longer you keep doing the emotion thing, he said, after you told him once, now you told him twice, he said, reject. And the only way that conversation can resume, it got to be a 3 verse 19 or Acts on the table. What do we mean by Acts 3:19? What got to happen? Let's see if we can read what got to happen. See, if we just look at the Bible and put the emotions down and do Bible, guess what? Yahweh will intervene. Now, you don't told him once. You don't told him twice. He said reject. Now, you got to wait on them to do what that you can read in 3:19?
Book of Acts 3, verse number 19, read. Acts 3, verse 19. Repent you therefore and be converted, that your sin may be blotted out when the time of refreshing that come from the presence of Yahshua.
So you, there you go right there, see it right. And then 8 verse 12, and then what Yahshua gonna say after that's on the table. After you done told them twice, whatever it is. Now, the next thing you got to hear out their mouth is a 3:19. Then Yahweh is man back in the wing with an 8 verse 12 of the book of Hebrew. A new title called Hebrew. And what Yahweh going to say?
The book of Hebrew. Polluted word Hebrews. Chapter 8, verse number 10 reads.
12.
Okay. The book of Hebrew. Polluted word Hebrews. Chapter 8. Verse 12 read, but I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquity will I remember no more.
You see that, see it right here? So Yahweh ain't going to kick in until you see that. And, make it, and then 1 Kings chapter 12, here go what got to be done. And 1 Kings there, Brother Yahweh, here, chapter 12, so this was got to happen now, Steve, right? In the 12th chapter of 1 Kings there, of Yahshua's breath, what it said in verse number 6 and verse 7? 1 Kings 12, 6 and 7 says what?
Look at 1 Kings 12, verse 6, verse 7 reads. 1 Kings 12, verse 6. King Rehoboam consulted with the old men that stood before Solomon, his father, while he yet lived, and said, how do you advise that I may answer this people? Verse 7, they spake unto him, said, if you will be a servant unto this people this day, will serve them, answer them, speak good words to them, then they will be your servants forever.
Ain't that nice? Yeah. So you see, that's nice. See, listen, if we just do Bible, that's it. So once you are, I'm told somebody something twice. So it's no need you even trying to get to the seer. Because you got to go to the committee board. You have to get past them before. Okay, they all right again. So your steps you have to take, you have to contact the ones that's anointed and in leadership, and you got to convince them that you all right. It's out of my hands now. It's out of my hands. There's nothing I can say. Because here it is, verse 6 says, what I'm supposed to say is, how do ye advise that I may answer this people? He said, well, these people got to come to us and let's see what's on the table. He said, now, once they get the clearance from us, we'll tell you they all right again, then you just keep it moving. So you got to trust leadership. Hey, I trust leadership. So when you all right, that means that leadership have said to me, you all right. So until that time comes, you ain't all right. Until the leadership say, you all right. That's why leadership got to know what the Bible is saying. And you got to make sure you look at the Bible and watching every move from the Bible, not personality. No.
Watch every move from the Bible. Don't watch no move based upon personality. No, make sure that everybody's talking is lined up with that book. And that's the game changer.
Okay, that's good.
Now, let's run back on and we find out this. So who giving all this good information is Yahweh Almighty is talking this good talk. Now, let's go a little further about the Yahweh Almighty. That's what we found out doing all this great big talking, giving instruction, and I'm Yahweh Almighty, and I'm giving you all this instruction. Okay, good. Let's go to Revelation chapter 1, and we'll look at 1 down to verse number 8. I mean, chapter 1, verse 5 to 8. Let's start tying this in now, Brother Yahweh Israel. So now we want to start tying some things in, because remember, this Yahweh Almighty is doing some great big tall talking. He laying the foundation on how this thing's supposed to be. Revelation chapter 1, verse 5 through 8. Skip down 12 through 18. Let's talk some more. Come on. Revelation chapter 1, 5 through 8, 12 down to verse 18. Brother Yahweh Israel, you're back on the clock. Come on.
Book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 5 to 8, verse 12 to 18 reads. Book of Revelation 1, verse number 5. From Yahweh the Son, who is a faithful witness, first begotten of the dead, the prince of the kings of the earth, to him that loved us, washed us from our sins in his own blood. Verse number 6. That made us king and priest unto Yahweh and his father, to him be honor, dominion, forever and ever. Verse number 7. Behold, he cometh with fire. Every eye shall see him. They also which pierced him, and all kindred of the earth shall wail because of him. Verse number 8. I am the beginning and the end, saith Yahweh, which is, which was, which is to come, the Almighty. Verse 12, and I turned to see the voice that spake with me, and being turned, I saw 7 golden candlesticks. Verse 13, and in the midst of the 7 candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, girded about the paps with a golden girdle. Verse 14, see his hair, and white like wool, as white as snow, his eyes were as a flame of fire. Verse 15, His feet like unto fine brass, if they burn in a furnace, the voice as the sound of many waters. Verse 16, he had in his right hand 7 stars, and out of his mouth went a two-edged, sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shining in his strength. Verse 17, when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead, and he laid his right hand upon me, saying, unto me, fear not, I am the first and the last. Verse 18, I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore, and have the keys of hell and death.
My, you mean all that is in this book? What did verse 5 and 8 say again? You mean what we just got through reading, you mean all of that is in this book? Why we never heard it like that? See, Ray. Verse 5 and 8. Listen good. Verse 5 and 8.
Verse 5. From Yahweh the Son, who is a faithful witness, first begotten of the dead, the prince of the kings of the earth, to him that loved us, washed us from our sins in his own blood. Verse 8. The beginning and the end, saith Yahweh, is, which was, which is to come, the Almighty.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, Brother Yahweh Israel. This guy is the who in verse 8? You mean, this is the one that though is the who in verse 8? Who is he? Who he say he is again in verse 8?
The Almighty.
Ain't that so? You mean way back there in Abraham days, Isaac days, Israel days, they was meeting and greeting the Almighty, and we just found out now in 1:5-8, the Almighty is the one over here in 7:9 of Isaiah. So when we go to Isaiah 7:9 about this Almighty, so you mean that Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, they met the Yahweh Almighty, and now he's telling John to put it in the book. He said the one that died and came back is become the Almighty. See, right? Did you hear what the man just said? What we going to read at, Brother Yahweh? Where we going now? And what we going in Isaiah? We going to Isaiah somewhere, Brother Yahweh. So we got the season of prophecy on that Almighty. By going to the 9th chapter there, Brother Yahweh Israel, we going to see can if any prophecy pick that up. You know, if prophecy pick that up, then we know we're working with something by going to the book of Isaiah. And what we're trying to find out, because he said he would do nothing in Amos 3:7 but reveal his secrets unto his servant Ezekiel. That's what he said. So now we got to find out what is Isaiah saying in 9:6. What did Isaiah say that we already can read in Isaiah 9:6? What can we read yet, Brother Yahdai Israel? Isaiah
9:6.
What can we read, Brother
Yahdai
Israel?
The book of Isaiah 9:6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty Yahweh, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
The Mighty Yahweh, the Maroons and the Rastafarians, they said an Everlasting Peace guy is a Hassi Selassie. So they must never read this verse right here, the one that is the Everlasting Peace, the Almighty Yahweh. So they said Hassi Selassie is the Prince of Peace. So now we find out that's wrong. So now you see that, see, right? So the Almighty Prince of Peace is the one that unto us a child is given. Unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. And a government shall be upon his shoulder. Upon whom? The Yahweh Almighty. So now let's see who is this government on their shoulder? Because if the government, whoever it is, he also is the Almighty Yahweh, Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. But the Lepitipic said a government going to be on his shoulder. Turn to Matthew chapter 2 and find out who is this then. See, all you got to do is precept your Bible, see, right? All you got to do is watch the best of them get in there. And when you precept your Bible, and you know the one that you build a foundation of, right? And when they take off and take them training wheels off them, they can go. And all they're going to bring back is quick reports. But you got to make sure their foundation is correct. You got to have the foundation correct. You can't have them bumbling and stumbling around. They got to make sure they got this thing. I'm actually sure. I'm going to write that down. Come back with that. 2 Peter chapter 1. I'll come back to that later. So it got to be that. Got to be a 1:8-9. Come back with that later. Just like we come back with this 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 12 and 13. We'll come back with that later. So in the book of Matthew there, Brother Yahdai Israel, can you tell me who is this Prince of Peace with all this great, but they say a government going to be upon his show? Matthew chapter 2, verse 1, skip down to verse 6, then we off and run and come up. Matthew chapter 2,
verse 1 and 6, Brother Yahdai Israel. What you saying, WCC? Seer, we going to mute. We going to mute, Brother Yahdai. You have proved your point. Why don't you move on? Ain't that something? What do you mean? You gonna mute him? Seer, this is my radio station, not yours. Yeah. Well, you're right about that. You're right about that. It is your radio station. Okay, what can I say? So, Brother Yahdai Israel, you've been muted out there, Brother Yahdai Israel. You've been X'd out as broadcast. What can I say? The WCC said we don't heard enough. All right, so let's just bring our elder back in. We get an elder closing statement, and we might get a little bit more of this. We don't know. But one thing we saying, see, Ray, once we get our act together and be able to soundly let the Bible tell the story, then Yahweh gonna intervene. Then we get a chance to, and when it's time to take care of WCC, I hope I'm in position to be, I see who you want to get at. Well, there's a couple of preachers I want to get at, and I want to get WCC too. He's okay. Your petition have been granted. All right, let's bring our elder in and see if we get his closing statement. And if they say that's enough of that, we got to leave it like that. Elder. Mr. Kidd, you're back on the clock for your final thoughts. Come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, see you, Israel, and thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast. And I can say thus far, it's been a very good learning experience. I'm quite sure it has been for most of us listening to our program. Because a lot of times you're questioned and you're asked about, hey, this is our program, or people want to listen to what they want to listen to, and what makes you think that we have to do what you say? Well, it's not what we say. It's what the Bible say. They even questioned Yahweh the Son like that at one time. Want to know who gave him the authority? Let's see. What it tells us in the book of Matthew is about that, chapter 21, verses 23 and 24. 23 says, and when he come into the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came unto him as he was teaching and said, by what authority dost thou do these things? And who gave this authority? 24, and Yahweh the Son answered and said unto them, I also will ask you one thing, which you tell me, and likewise I will tell you by what authority I do these things. Well, those of us already know the word of Yahweh, and we know that Yahweh the Son, he has authority to do the things that his father gave him to do. And what we do is give you the word as it was given to us. And that tells us how it should be done. So we welcome and thank all of you for attending this broadcast to learn the words of Yahweh, how to connect the books about your health and foods that you should eat and keeping the Sabbath days. We do all this because this is information you have knocked for, and now you have to look no further, because you found it in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yahdah. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., and the days is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. No class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. Top part of the Sabbath class is Friday, current time starting at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. Our online class starts at 2 to 5 until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this on any search engine, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. And when you see that big lion, just under that lion, you'll see some choices. One would be tires and offense. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. In the other device, you might see menu under that big line. But clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahweh, you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. 8, Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves the cheerful giver. Also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures and the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and also the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah Live. Also, for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak up on this program, Hallelujah Yahuwah. Also, while there, don't forget to check the calendar. The calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to all of us throughout the year. We also have a live program. This is a feature that's only available during the live broadcast time. Just enter three words on the search line, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. It'll put you right into our live online broadcast. Also, we have two email addresses. The first is Tribe. The spelling is T-R-I-B-E. YHDH@gmail.com. For writing written opinions, questions of a biblical subject, or related topics. The other is YHDH YSRAEL@gmail.com. Also for biblical subjects or related topics. Now we also have a few numbers that you can call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is our live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other number is 224-600-5579. This is our international phone number where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Also, by calling the same number, you can order what we have known as the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. That's right. Any one of the 12 programs that you would desire on DVD. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program today, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter three words once again, Yahuwah Radio Live. And when you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. Choose the program you were late logging into, or at that point, you can choose any particular day that you would like to listen. Now, during the normal broadcast, we're also simultaneously transmitting our program, Pal Talk. On Pal Talk, we will be listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. You'll find this is where Yahuwah's word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any of the on-the-table subjects we've discussed will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel riding a shotgun. We'll be doing this time taking no comments off topics or any more than two text questions answered at a time. Failure to follow the Righteous Act, the Elder will block or restrict the misuse. And the broadcast talk ends before teaching time. Teaching will continue on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. But remember, don't try to win that bump the gums contest when you're learning the words of Yahuwah. As I said before, you will miss all the Yahuwah's glory which is said unto you. So we can continue to receive this glory and refresh our minds with the word of Yahuwah. We will pass our program back to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
All right, there, Elder. That's excellent again. That's excellent. We're catching on that, the big station. And we'll be there to take us a few notes on that. That's excellent again on your part. And like we said, Steve Roy, one thing about it, once we got a massively attack on the truth, the Yahuwah will intervene. And that's why we got to make sure your foundation is laid soundly. Because one thing about it, when the word going out right, and those that's not a part of this word, they'll do everything to keep it away from you. That's why I tell you, don't take nothing we said for granted. Always take notes. I heard some among yourselves in the six anointed camps, and be prepared, be instant in season, out of season, because you never know when you're called on, and when you're called on, you can't be thumbing all around, not knowing, and you got to make sure your training wheels off your bicycle so you can get going. So we're going to do everything and make sure the foundation is laid right. And all you got to do is study it. I have somebody near to go by and rehearse the righteous act. You got to catch your neighbor coming outside and say, hey, neighbor, what you want with me? What you doing, neighbor? I ain't doing nothing. Come on, give a couple dollars. What I got to do? I want you to read the book to me, and I'm going to give you some verses, and you read it and let me work you over, put the righteous act on you. See, that's all you got to do. You got to be better every time we see you. Every time we see you in the sixth anointed camp, you got to be better, stronger. Once you is able to unmask what's written in the Bible, then Yahweh will intervene. But we can't be fumbling all around. So those, the ones that got the right spirit, that's the one you put your time in. Those that's not a covenant keeper, unless they trying to be a covenant keeper. But you see, they're contrary to the covenant. He told you plainly in 3:10. You told them once. You told them twice. Reject that. Move on. Who's saying that? The one that called you in from the beginning. The Almighty Yahweh. And we found out that Almighty Yahweh is Yahweh the Son. We read that in Revelation chapter 1, verse 5 and verse 8. The one that rose from the dead. So that's the one who's hanging around Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. That's the one that you always and all one you ever heard is Yahweh the Son. That is the Yahweh Almighty, the Son. So once you're clear about that, then Yahweh will show you the next thing. So what we're going to do, we're going to bring the mothers in, and the mothers are going to give you whatever Yahweh put on them to say to you. Then we got anything left, we'll add some more verses in. But we want to hear what the mothers got to say, which is the best part of the broadcast. Best part of the broadcast when the mothers come in. So we'll get back on that. Because WCC said you make it too plain, and when you make it that plain, you mess around and mess us up. So when you meet the mothers out of Camp 1, with a loud voice, you say, Mother Z, tribe of Yahshua Judah. Yahweh
bless
Israel, seed royal.
Yahweh bless and keep you, seed Israel, a royal seed. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Well, hallelujah, Yahweh, there, Mother Z. Well, you heard a pretty good chunk of what we have brought to the table. But anything you want to add to it, fine. Whatever you want to bring to the table, take your time and bring it out. You on the clock, come up.
Well, I really don't have anything tonight, so I'm just going to read from Psalm 83, starting at verse 1. Keep not silent, O Yahweh. Hold not thou peace, and be not still, O Yahweh. Verse 2. For lo, thou enemy make a torment in. They that hate you have lifted up their hands. Verse 3. They have taken crafty counsel against thou people, and thou, see, against thou hidden one. Verse 4. Thus have said, come and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. Verse 5. For they have consumed together with one counsel, that they are confederate against you. The tabernacle of Edom, Esau and his five sons, and Ishmael and the Moabites and the Hagarines, verse 7. Amorite and the Philistine, which with there in I don't know, the eye of Tyree, verse 8. Also if during with them, they have held the children of Lot, verse 9. Do unto them as unto the as the sophists as to that the book of I'm going to stop right here and say hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And one thing we got is one thing. We come honestly to bring you the word, because we've been commissioned to bring you the uncut word, and the mothers is prepared to do their part. And that's all you can do when you stand in front of the Almighty, infant in season, out of season. You know, ask your question. Did you do your part? Oh, no, well, you know, I didn't do my part because I don't like. Okay, good. Well, I got some vibe for you that don't like. So, that's all we can do is our part. You just heard one of the mothers out of Camp 1. Now we're going to bring another mother out of Camp 1, and we're going to see what she got to tell and say to this national audience. So when you meet the mothers out of Camp 1, with a loud voice, you say, Mother E, tribe of Yagdah Jews, Yahweh be to your seed, Roy.
Yahweh bless you, still Israel, of seed, Roy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, there, Mother E. Now, Mother E, you heard a lot on the broadcast, because one thing about it, you take your role plainly and seriously. You heard a lot, but I know whether you want to add to what was said, if you got something to bring to the table, that's fine, too. It's all about is edifying this national audience that it's time for us to get in what we've been in it. So whatever you got to tell this national audience, you on the clock, come up.
Okay. I'm going to read from Genesis chapter 12, talking about Abraham. And I'm going to start at verse 1. And I'm going to read a few scriptures in verse 12. Now the Yahweh had said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curse thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Verse 4. So Abraham departed, as Yahweh had spoken unto him. And Lot went with him. And Abraham was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And Abraham took Sarah, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and those that they had gotten in Haran, and they went forth to go into the land of Canaan, and into the land of Canaan they came. Verse 6. And Abraham passed through the land unto a place of Shechem, unto the plain of Moriah, and the Canaanites were then in the land. Verse 7. And Abraham appeared unto and the
Yahweh appeared unto Abraham and said, unto thy seed will I give this land. And there built he an altar unto the Yahweh, who appeared unto him. Verse 8, and he removed from thence unto a mountain on the east of Bethel, pitched his tent, having Bethel on the west and Hebron on the east. And there he built an altar unto the Yahweh and called upon the name of Yahweh. And Abraham sojourned, going on still towards the south. And there was a famine in the land. And Abraham went down into Egypt, sojourning there, for the famine was grievous in the land. So I'm going to read Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8. Yeah. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should afterward receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out and knowing whether he went. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in the tabernacle with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. Okay, I'm going back to Genesis chapter 15, verse 13. Genesis 15, 13, and 3. And he said unto Abraham, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not there, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years, and also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterward shall they come out with great substance. And I'm going to do verse 15. And thou shalt go to thy father in peace, thou shalt be buried in a good old age. Okay. And Abraham obeyed Yahweh and did exactly what Yahweh told him to do. And he had told Abraham that he would bless him after him. And he told him that his seed would be as the stars of heaven. So Abraham obeyed Yahweh, and all that Yahweh told Abraham, it come to pass because Abraham obeyed. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Excellent. He obeyed, and that's the key right there. Obey, obey, obey. That's the key right there. Obey. And that's the word right there will have us fall all over the place. We need that word called obey. Wait, what you just tell me? Obey. Now you made a profound statement. Obey. And that's what we got to do. If we're going to get what we got to get, we got to understand one thing. We must obey, especially anointed leadership. That's ordained to show you the way. Once we get that puffed up spirit down and say, that's a powerful word, obey. Now you gonna turn me off now when tell me about some obey. That's a game changer right there. All right. We're going to be the third mother out of camp one, although it's mothers in 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 camps. But we're going to bring Mother D up Israel, and whatever she or her, she want to add to that, she got what she got laid for Alpha, Yahweh, and put on her to say, that's fine, too. So when you meet the mothers out of camp one with a loud voice, you say, Mother D F Israel, tribe of Yahweh Judah. Yahweh beat you that seed right.
Yahweh bless you, seer Israel of Sea Royal. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, you heard a lot, and maybe you want to add on to what we say, or you already got something that Yahweh wants you to bring to the table. It's all fine to me. I want to hear it all. This is the best part of the broadcast. You on the clock. Come on.
Well, I want to address a national order with the word of Yahweh, and I want to come back with 2 Ezra chapter 7, verses 21. And it reads, for Yahweh has given straight Torah instruction to such as came, they should do to live even as they came, and what they should observe to avoid punishment. I want to go to the book of Revelation chapter 12 and starting at verse 17, and it reads, and the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which kept the Torah instructions of Yahweh the Father and have the testimony of Yahweh the Son. Okay, I want to go to Jeremiah chapter 6, verses 2. Let me see. I had everything paid out. Jeremiah chapter 6. I always get kind of nervous. I don't know why. Jeremiah 6 verse 2. That's in Revelation. He's talking about that woman, but he's talking about Israel in Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 2. I have likened the daughters of Yahweh Judah to a comely and delicate woman. Okay, I want to go to Psalms 85. Verses 11 and 13. Verse 11, Psalms 85. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. Verses, 13. Righteousness shall go before him and shall sit up in the way of his steps. Okay, now I want to go to Jubilee, chapter 15, start at verse 29. For the command is ordained for a covenant that they should observe it forever among all the children of Israel. Verse 30. For Ishmael and his sons and his brother, and Esau, Yahweh did not cause to approach him. And he chose them not because they children of Abraham, because he knew them, but he chose Israel to be his people. 31. And he sanctified it and gathered it from almost all the children of men for there are many nations and many people, and all are his, and over all has he placed spirit to lead them astray from him. Verse 32. But over Israel he did not appoint any ministering spirit, for he alone is their ruler, and he will preserve them and require them at the hand of his ministering spirit and his spirit, and at the hand of all his power, in order that he may preserve them and bless them, and that they may be his, and he may be theirs from henceforth and forever. So thank you, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. So we had to keep what he got on the table.
Well, it's rain, sleet, or snow. We have to keep what he got on the table because he controls all of that. And this guy is one you call Yahuwah Almighty.
Yeah.
All right. We found out that Yahuwah Almighty from Mother E, I don't know if I'm going to be able to take care of them on Yahuwah Almighty, because the WCC said the 500 million members, that's enough of that. And it reminds me, it's the radio station. Let's run to Mother E. Let's run to 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 12 and 13. Let's see what that says. And Mother D of Israel, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, 14 down to verse 18, waiting on. Let's see, can we tie some things in and 1 Corinthians, because like I said, again, the blessings is right around the corner. All we got to do is obey what's written. What's written in 1 Corinthians 5, 12 and 13, that Mother E? 1 Corinthians 5, 12 and 13, what's written?
1 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 12 and 13. Verse 12, well, what have I to do to judge them also that are without? Do not you judge them that are within? Verse 13, but them that are without, Yahuwah judge. Therefore put away among you yourself that wicked person.
Mother E, if you are without the covenant, what that make you if you're not keeping the covenant, according to what you read in verse 13?
A wicked person.
See that? You see what Yahuwah is telling Paul to tell Titus and Timothy? He said, if once you are showing the covenant on what he's saying, and they have a problem of keeping obeying the covenant, he says, let me take care of them. That is not your responsibility. When they without, they, what kind of people when you without? Mother, what kind of a person are you again?
Wicked. A wicked person.
Oh, you can read it. You read that, Mother E?
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Well, she said she read that in verse 13. So once we understand what we're dealing with, see, if you don't have covenant, you suddenly do anything. Because what's going to check you? You ain't got no covenant. I mean, you might escalate, might want to wrestle. You know, like a couple callers keep letting me know plainly that, you know, see, I like to just kick one of my feet and make it disappear in you. I said, why would you want to do that? Well, I believe I feel better if I just can and put my foot where the sun don't shine in you. You see that? That's how they talk to O.C. I wonder why they talk to me like that. Mother D of Israel, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14, down to verse 18. What does it say?
2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 14 through 18. Verse 14 reads, "Be you not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion has light with darkness?" Verse 15, "And what concord has Yahuwah the Son with Baal? Or what part has he that believes with an infidel?" Verse 16, "And what agreement has the temple of Yahuwah with idols? For you are the temple of the living Yahuwah. As Yahuwah has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their Yahuwah, and they shall be my people." Verse 17, "Wherefore come out from among them and be you separated, says Yahuwah, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you." Verse 18, "And I will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, and says Yahuwah Almighty."
So the Yahuwah Almighty is the one saying that. Now, hear that again? So the Yahuwah Almighty is telling you what to do and what not to do.
Yeah.
See, the Yahuwah, he said, "I'm the Yahuwah Almighty, and I'm telling you this." Mother, let's see, can we take another peek at that? Because I can't just get away. We might be all cut off in a second behind where we got to bring the table. But that Yahuwah Almighty, I got to precept that to 1 Revelation 15, verse 3. I got to precept that. I can't take it away. Because the war